Well, hello and welcome to Kerry Luca and to Viola and to Ron Graham. I'm Annie, and we're all here representing L'Arche Genezaret, community of people with and without an intellectual disability. We've had a presence here in Curtin for more than 30 years. So Kerry and Ron, you moved into Curtin in the early 1980s. And you moved up from the coast in Milton, and you've been living here in Curtin ever since, more than 30 years. So it's a long time, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So, Kerry, how did you get to know Viola?
I went up to the shops to see her.
Yeah, and she and Vince, Viola and Vince, had the Curtin Milk Bar, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you first got to know them up there.
Yeah.
And you'd go up, what, every day?
Nearly every day.
Nearly every day. And what, you'd go up for a coffee and a smoke? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Were there days where you used to ride up on your pink bicycle?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And so tell us about getting to know Vince and Viola. They're lovely people, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. They became very good friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Viola, what memories do you have of those days?
Oh, I have the best memories. The best memories from Kerry and Ron, from all the other people, but well, I think Kerry and Ron, they were the original ones, the ones, you know, they were here from the beginning. And we all were connected together. I remember Kerry coming after work and say to everybody, Vince is my boyfriend. And she was very excited, and Vince was very excited to make her coffee and the lemon slice. You remember the lemon slice? And the old days where you used to have a smoke as well, but see, later on, thank God, well, you stop that, and well, that is a lot better for you.
Yes.
But we had a lot of memories, you know, sitting together and talk together.
Yes.
And always pleased to serve you with and catch up with all the news. Was very, very exciting time.
Yes.
And later on, well, you became very good friends with Matthew, and Matthew was your other boyfriend. Yes, and I remember your 50th birthday. We had a big party.
Yes,
and well, so many other occasions, be around, and definitely you look wonderful, and you keep in a very good health, and I think the L'Arche people, they taking a good care of you. Is that right?
And you take pretty good care of us too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look out for us, don't you? We're good mates together.
Yes.
You remember Vince? You remember any stories you have? Yeah. You remember say to him, well, I like my cigarettes and I like my slice. And sometimes Vince was very busy, and well, he just was rushing around, and well, he forgot, you know, to give you the slice, and you came out and said, well, where is my slice? Where is my slice? Yeah, you remember that? Yes, it was a very busy time.
Yeah.
A lot of memories.
And Ron, Kerry and Ron, what's going on here?
Ooh.
What's going on here? I've got a photo of Kerry and Ron at the milk bar.
Milk bar.
Yeah. Good mates having a cuppa together.
Yeah.
And what's going on here?
Kissing.
a kiss with a good friend. Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. And Viola, you've got some other lovely memories of one Sunday morning, I think it was.
Yes, it was Sunday morning. It was one Sunday morning, really windy Sunday morning, pouring rain outside. One of these mornings you don't like to get out of bed at all, and of course you don't like to get out of the house. So Vince never missed a day all his lifetime in Curtin, you know, to go to the shop. His routine was get up, you know, 5 o'clock. By 5:30, well, he had to be in the shop. And that morning, I said to him, well, you don't have to go to the shop to die that early. Nobody's going to be around with this weather. Everybody's going to stay in bed. And he said, now I have to go because Ron is going to wait outside. And I said, with this weather, he said, yes, Ron is going to go, he's going to mess. And well, after that, he will come and have a hot chocolate. So he said, well, now I have to go. And he left for Ron, for Ron. Ron was his special customer. And he never, you know, just ignore you or will just never made something else better and more important than to come and serve you. And that was, you know, forever. All, you know, all these years, Ron was coming. And, well, that was, I think it was very precious time for you to sit together and, well, catch up, because usually Sunday morning wasn't very busy early. So that was a time, you know, for both of them catch up. But definitely you've been very, very important person for all of us. And for Vince, in Vince's life, well, you were very, very special and very precious. You remember him? Yeah.
Yes. I met a man, a friend of mine, a man and woman, and they were fat.
Yeah.
And what happened? Up the road.
Yeah. Well, we've got to know many people over a cuppa at the
Milk Bar.
Curtin Milk Bar, haven't we?
Yes.
Lots of cuppas and lots of friendships and.
Yes. And a lot of changes over the years. We all change. Well, Kerry change, you know. I change, Ron change. I remember Kerry well coming straight after work. These days when she was working. And she was coming, you know, after work. Later on, when she stopped working, she used to come with all you know, the people, and we'll just have a cup of coffee and sit outside. Definitely it was a lovely unity, lovely, warm friendship, like, you know, a big family.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, you know, is very important to me, to continue, you know, all these years with the people. Yeah. I feel, well, that's my extended family, you all my extended family, because you've been around for a long time.
Yes.
What year you came here?
Well, last Genezaret moved to Canberra in 1980. The community began in 1978, but we were based in Bungendore in those days. And the community moved to Canberra in 1980, and we were in Yarralumla at that time. But then we moved into Curtin in 1982, I believe. Yeah. No, it might have been 86. No, it was 82.
82, I think.
82.
Yeah,
82. It was, 82.
Yeah. So it's a long, long time.
That's right.
Very long time. We are connected.
Yeah.
Very tight.
Mm.
And it's been wonderful to have you, Viola, join our community as a member of our community, as well as a very good friend.
Well, it's one of the things I really enjoy, spend time. As you know, I'm involved with a lot of other things, but, well, that's the thing I feel it's just the things is the thing is close to me. I feel happy to do, you know, anything, and I think that makes it extra special. Extra special. Yeah,
very good.